bring in the Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. And Dave, when you look at this selection, this is where Harry Roseman and Joe Douglas have to trust the medical team. Chris Peduzzi, Dr. Pierre DeLuca, Dr. Gary Dorsheimer, the sports science team, all of them have to be on the same page for the Eagles to feel comfortable with going out and making Sidney Jones the team's second-round pick.
You are absolutely correct, Chris. And last night, after the Eagles were finished with the first round, Joe Douglas met with Howie Roseman in Howie's office, and they talked about the medical prognosis on Sidney Jones and the confidence that the medical team had expressed in Jones returning to full health. Now, as far as 2017 goes, that is not likely, certainly in September, October. This is a long-range proposition for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I go back to a moment I had with Howie earlier in the week as people walk in and out of the building, in and out of the cafeteria, and I said to Howie, who are we going to draft? And he looked up at the TV screen, and it was a Sidney Jones video, and he goes, that would have been the guy at 14. That's the guy that hurt us in the first round. So they were certainly going to consider Sidney Jones at 14 had he been healthy. He was there in the second round, and the Eagles wasted no time in getting him.
Dave, do you feel that with Jalen Mills set, with Patrick Robinson added free agency, that the Eagles felt like they can make this move and say, we don't need the guy to come in immediately in 2017, even though many people on the outside thought that cornerback was a pressing need going into this draft?
No, not necessarily, because I think the Eagles are very likely to add at least one more cornerback in this draft. It is a weakness on this defense. They clearly acknowledge that, but I think they just felt the upside with Sidney Jones was so great that they couldn't pass up the talent. Now, what would have happened had Dalvin Cook still been on the board at that time? That would have been a difficult decision, but clearly they felt that Sidney Jones was the best talent, long range, and the best fit for this defense. Again, it's not about 2017 only. It's about many years to come.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Dave. I look at this kid and what he's able to do with today's medicine. You obviously got to take your time, give him enough time to heal. When this kid is 100% and ready to go, you're talking about a guy that has the potential to be a premier corner in this league.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to rush him back. I agree with you. Like, they're not. This is not a, hey, let's rush this kid back on the field and get him ready for the entire 2017 season. I think Mike Mayock explained it very succinctly on the NFL Network. This is a partial redshirt rookie season for a very talented player, and if he comes all the way back, and the Eagles clearly have gotten the positives from the medical team, they think that he's going to be one of the very best talents in this league, and now they have to develop him and add to that defense. So in 2 days, the Eagles go out and get themselves what they think is a premier edge rusher, and then they add, for the big picture, the long range, a premier talent at the cornerback position.